Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. As always, it's great to have you along. Before we get started on today's episode of the show, I just want to do a quick recap of episode 17. In episode 17, I talked about a mind model analogy, the elephant, the rider, and the path. It's a nice, simple analogy, but it explains quite nicely how sometimes we don't behave the way we'd expect to behave, or we behave out of character when it seems as if another part of us takes over and goes off in a totally unexpected direction. It's well worth a listen. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, please jump over and have a listen to episode 17.
In today's episode, I'm going to share with you two questions you can ask yourself to decide if an opportunity or a challenge or a project is worth spending your time on. I recently reread Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles, How to Get From Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. It's a book that's jam-packed with excellent principles, but one of the big takeaways for me from this book was the questions that Jack asks himself to decide if a challenge or a venture is the right fit for him. And this particular technique made me stop and think, and it led me on to develop it and integrate it into my process for deciding if a challenge, project, or opportunity, or even an endeavor, is something I want to spend my time on. Very often in life, we take on challenges or projects either because it seems like a good idea at the time, or we're carried along by other people, which doesn't necessarily mean it's a good fit for you. The two questions I've developed based on Jack's success principles are as follows. The first question I ask myself when considering a goal or a challenge I want to set myself is, in 12 months' time, will I regret not taking this challenge or starting this goal or opportunity? If the answer is yes, I will turn it into one of my goals or take the first steps to make this opportunity a reality. If the answer is no, and it does not fit with my short-term plans or desires, I'll ask myself another question. In this case, I will ask myself, when I come to the end of my days and I'm lying on my deathbed, is this something I will regret not taking or not doing? Again, if the answer is no, I will take no further action. It's not a project or an opportunity or a goal that fits with my values, my desires, so I'll have no regrets. I park it, I forget about it. The answer is yes, but this particular opportunity does not fit in with my current situation or time I have available. I will make a note of it, save it for later, and then start the process of planning when I will actually take this opportunity or pursue this goal or challenge. So those are those two questions I ask myself now when I'm presented with an opportunity or goal or project that allows me to be a little bit more selective about, is it something I should be doing now? Is it something I should be doing in the future? Or is it something I should not be doing at all? Life is short, and it's important that we focus on the goals that best meet our purpose and our values, and not to be dragged along on somebody else's wish list or somebody else's companion on their journey. Remember, this is your journey, and you should pursue the goals and opportunities that are best fitting with you. And I found those two questions invaluable as part of that process.
That was the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at winningedgecoa1. That's at winningedgecoa1. Thanks again. See you next time.